Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.
Ooh, welcome back. Pastor George is here. Man, he's got a message for us today. Listen to this. No more limits.
Limits are gone. The limits are gone.
Glory to God. Faith takes the limits off.
Gloria, we're talking about enlarging our capacity to believe and receive from God everything that He has for us. And to break through. You know, we've talked about...
I don't think you can ever run out of capacity, do you?
No. No, spiritual capacity, you can't. Now, physical capacity, you know, you can work out in the gym and get so big. Mm-hmm. But spiritual capacity...
I understand you can.
Yeah, well, you can though, where the spirit man is concerned, there is no limit to the growth of the development of our spirit. Nor is there limitation to the growth of our faith. So you can believe... You can believe for whatever it is that God wants to have for you, and your spirit man can enlarge and grow bigger and bigger. Your vision can enlarge. Yes.
If you have the Word in your heart to back it up.
To back it up. You've got to have the Word in your heart to back that up.
That's right.
Because you're running on empty if you don't. If you think you can just come up with a vision and without the Word of God, without the Father's involvement in it, just do it. You can't do that.
That is your spiritual capacity.
Yeah, that is your spiritual capacity. And one of the scriptures that we read about this is we're studying on how to develop our capacity for greater faith is... In Proverbs 4:20, my son, attend to my words, incline your ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from your heart, not from your eyes, keep them in the midst of your heart. They are life unto those that find them, and health to all of your flesh. So for the most effective results in the development of your faith, it's going to take becoming more immersed, totally immersed.
Continually
it's immersed.
Not something you can just say, okay, one month I did it and next month you don't. No, you got to keep that level of believing, that level of faith.
Keep it going. You know, Terry and I have done this for years and years, and we've done this for our children, we've done this for ourselves. Always have we had a tape player in the early days, a CD player, an iPhone connector, next to the bed and for the kids. And I can remember at a very early age playing CDs or tapes rather back then for Jeremy all through the night. It was a continual play recorder and just played the Word. The Word was going on all the night long. Same thing with Aubrey. Terry and I do that to this day. I mean, before lights go out, I have the Word that we're going to play, turn that on.
Praise God.
And
that's good.
You just continually keep the Word going, and it will feed you. It'll feed your faith. It is the principle of total immersion. And Gloria, let's turn over to Joshua chapter 1. This is one of the premier scriptures that talks to us about becoming totally immersed in the Word of God. Joshua was facing an overwhelming situation. Moses had died. He was stepping into his place, and he was headed for war the next morning. And we see the instructions that God gave to Joshua, and we'll find here in a moment that the most important thing that he had Joshua to do was to become totally immersed in the Word.
And he didn't have years to go to school.
No, he had to do it right away.
That's right.
Completely immerse himself in the Word of God to get him over into the promised land. We find, for instance, there's a God part and a man part to every project, everything that we're doing. There's a God part to what we're doing here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. We're believing to go on every available voice. Well, there's a God part to that, and God provides the outlets for us. Well, but we need to be using our faith. We need to be totally immersed and get to the point where we can't get to the point where we say, well, we just can't afford that.
No.
You know,
that'll finish you off there.
There's vulgarity in the natural realm. There's also vulgarity in the spiritual realm. And that can't afford it is a dirty word.
Unbelief is vulgar.
it's just, you know, Don't let your communication be corrupt.
We don't say that.
And we don't say that around here because we do whatever God calls us to do. And we have all the money to be able to do everything that He's called us to do.
He doesn't think cheap.
No, He doesn't.
He didn't say, go on 5 stations and preach the word. What did He say? Go on every available voice.
I remember radio. I was here. I came to work here, Gloria, in 76, and that's when you and Kenneth were just beginning radio. And the instruction that the Lord gave to Kenneth was, get on every available radio station. Every station. And we ended up, it was in excess of 600 stations across the country and around the world. And then the Lord spoke again and said, go on weekly television. And so we went on the Sunday broadcast, and then He spoke again. And He said, go on daily television. I'm thinking about when we go up to Arkansas, when we drive up to Arkansas, there's a Denny's that we drive by.
Yeah, I know that Denny's.
And that's talk about it every time we drive by. We'll kind of joke around with each other and say, you want to go to Denny's and get a vision?
That's what happened.
That's what happened. That's what happened to you and Kenneth when you were coming home one time from a trip a long time ago, and you stopped at that Denny's for breakfast, and all of a sudden, television didn't seem impossible
anymore.
That's
true. It's very true.
The light went on. How did that happen? That was the total immersion, and your faith was growing. Your faith was developing. That faith on the inside was bubbling up to the place where you finally reached the point where you and Kenneth looked at each other and you had faith for television.
We came out of that Denny's on TV.
You sure did. You did. And I remember you tell the story. You came home. Well, I was there. You came home and you told Doug. Doug is Gloria's brother, and he was the executive director for many years. Mm-hmm. And you came and you announced to Doug that we were going on weekly television. And I mean, word spread throughout the ministry back then. And here we go. Here we go. We start taping the meetings and go on television. Well, the Lord provided for that, and He supplied. But you, when we're talking about that weekly television, that was a big gun, to use a phrase. Mm-hmm. To do something like that, you got to have some big gun faith to do that. I mean, we're not playing around.
No.
This is serious business. And there is so much more that the Lord has for us here that is to be done. And so all of us are in this pursuit of enlarging our capacity to believe God. And the way that God enlarged Joshua's capacity to go get on over into the promised land, it is found right here. And look with me at verse 8. Look at verse 8. Well, in verse 7, well, in verse 6.
Go ahead, George.
Be strong and of a good courage.
Oh, yeah, you better be strong.
For unto this people shalt thou divide for an inheritance. I will swear unto thy fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Turn not from it to the right hand or to the left, so that you may prosper wherever you go.
That's a great scripture.
That scripture right there is talking about what we talked about yesterday, and that is becoming single-minded. Don't turn to the left. Don't turn to the right. Stay single-minded on the assignment.
And then 8's how you do it.
8 is how you do it. And this is what you taught me. I learned this from you preaching to me, and I learned this from God's will for you.
Praise God.
This is God's formula for success.
Yes, it is. It is.
That's what Gloria taught me. This is God's formula for success right here. This book of the law, the word of God, shall not depart out of your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may observe to do according to all that is written therein. For then you shall make your way prosperous,
and then
you shall have good success.
Praise God. That's right.
So that is what God, that is the very foundational principle.
That's how you do the things that are impossible.
That's it. That's it. We keep coming back to this.
Glory, yeah.
Keep coming back to it.
And look at the next verse there. He tells you what you have to have to do that.
Have I not commanded you? Be strong and of a good courage. Do not be afraid.
No fear.
No fear. Neither be thou dismayed.
No
For the
dismay.
Lord thy God is with you wherever you go.
Hallelujah.
And that's what Joshua did. He continued to do this. He continued to become immersed in the Word of God. And that Word built on the inside of him this fortress of faith. It built within him this there nothing is impossible. And that's the way we have to be,
that's
Gloria.
Right.
We've got to
and
be that way.
Nothing is impossible.
Nothing is impossible to us. Nothing. A 50,000 seat facility with two services of 100,000 people, that is not an impossibility.
No.
That is something that we lay hold of and we take it, we receive it, getting on every available voice, finishing the buildings that we're finishing, doing the things that we need to do. We are
staying out of debt.
Staying out of debt.
On top of all that.
Having supernatural income.
Those things seem incompatible, don't they?
Yeah.
That you can do that and stay out of debt, but they're not.
But I have seen you and Kenneth fight through every battle that we've had financially, and we have come out on top on every one of them.
That's right.
And we're in a momentum. There's a momentum here. Gloria, there's a momentum of faith on this property.
Praise God.
There's a momentum of faith in the church. I'll tell you some of the things that are going on in the church. We had a meeting. Last year, we had a meeting, a prayer conference. Terry and Patsy Caminetti, mm-hmm. Lynn Hammond was here. Billy stopped by. Mark and Trina Hankins came by. And they all helped us with this meeting. And at one point, I'm standing on the platform, and I'm watching, Mark Hankins was having a Holy Ghost service the last night. People are running around the auditorium. They're shouting, they're cheering.
Praise God.
And I'm standing on the platform and I'm looking at my wife and Lynn Hammond and Patsy Caminetti walking down the chairs, on the chairs, laying hands on people and people going out everywhere. You were out preaching when that was going on. And I'm telling you, there is the tide of faith and the glory has risen around here in an unprecedented way. But we can never forego and give up on the very principles that bring us to such a place. And that's it right
that's
here.
It.
We do not let the Word of God depart. In other words, don't stop speaking the Word. That's a key. Another key, meditate.
And so if you're going to speak it, you're going to have to put it in your eyes and your ears.
You have to get it down.
Yeah.
Well, this book of the law, this Word of God has to get down on the inside for it to come up.
First step.
Outside. And so then we meditate on it day and night, and then we do the Word. We are doers of the Word of God. And God said, you take this and you go in and you will prosper. I want you to go to the second page, Gloria, because I want to take them through something very quickly that would normally take a long time, but
we're going to have a miracle.
We're going to have a miracle. Now, what I wanted to do particularly on this broadcast was I wanted to share with them in just a short period of time this debt freedom, the Pearson's new house / debt-free immersion plan. Now, I'll tell you what happened very quickly. We were living in a house and the Lord told us to fix it up, pay it off, and give it. And I remember the day that I came to you and Kenneth. I came to you first and I said, this is what the Lord has told us to do. And the Lord has told us to sow our house. And you looked at me and you said, that's a big seed. That's what you said. You said, that's a big seed. So I went to Kenneth. I sat down with him. I said, the Lord has told us to do this. He looked at me and all he said, I mean, these were very short statements that my in-laws gave me. He looked at me and he said, are you and Terry in agreement? I
yes,
said,
that's
yes,
important.
We are in agreement together. You know something, Gloria? Terry, 2 years before we sold the house, she came to me. She looked at me with those Kenneth Copeland eyes and that look, and she said, what would you think about sowing our house? I answered her 2 years later.
Well, you had to think about it.
I had to think about it. We were 2 years later, we were in a meeting in England. You and Kenneth were preaching in Bournemouth. We had gone to the meeting. We were flying back. We were on takeoff from London. And the spirit of faith hit both of us. And I turned to Terry and I said, it's time to sow the house. That spirit of faith was working on the inside of us. And so, but then we asked, what's next? And that's when the pressure started.
How to go about that, huh?
Well, we sowed the house and it's like, okay. you know, these images of living out of a car started coming to me, and that fear started. And so we had to ramp up our faith for the next step. And what I've done is I've included a document in your study notes, which this is a document that the Lord gave to me. This was written back then, the exact format of how I wrote this. I'll give this to you.
Okay.
And it was called How to Develop Your Faith for Debt-Free Living, and I wrote on it, No More Limits. And this was back then when we were believing for it, and I wanted you to have this. I wanted you to be able to have this. And let me just read a couple of statements from it. The Lord spoke to me, and he said, first of all, you've got to meditate on the Word. And in Genesis 18:14, is anything too hard for the Lord? And I said, no. I wrote no. In Numbers 11:23 in the Amplified, has the Lord's hand, ability, and power become short, thwarted, and inadequate? And I said, no. And in Matthew 19:26, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Gloria, those were just a few of the scriptures.
This is great research, George.
Few of the scriptures and some things that the Lord spoke to me about that. Well, we did that. We're talking about totally immersing in the Word of God. We did that. That was the first thing we did. The second thing we did was we totally immersed ourselves in Dr. Leroy Thompson's series called
yes.
Money Cometh
oh, yeah.
and Brother Copeland's series called The Laws of Prosperity. Gloria, we listened to those tapes back then. We listened to them in the car. We listened to them around the house. We listened to them everywhere we went. We went on vacation to visit my parents, and we had all of those with us, and we listened, and we listened, and we listened, and we listened, and we listened. And I preached in the church, debt freedom. That was the second thing we did. And then finally, I wrote this down here in our notes, we totally immersed ourselves in God's Word, and this is what I did. I located and meditated on 191 scriptures that prove that God supplies. This is the document. That's 191 scriptures. It's included in your notes. All of the different ways that God supplies.
Wow, this is priceless. Glory.
But Gloria, what you were seeing there was someone researching out of a determination.
Yeah.
I was determined. We were determined to be debt-free. We were determined to live in a debt-free house. And that kind of determination demands action. It demands, it demands pressing in.
You have to have the faith to back it up.
It is a good fight
of
faith.
Or you blow up.
Or you say that again.
If you don't have the faith to back it up, you blow up.
You blow up if you don't have the faith to back it up. And so as a result of doing these things, as a result of the basic total immersion program that the Lord gave us, He gave me words and scriptures to look up. He gave me series to listen to. He gave me these 191 scriptures. And those were just the three basic things, but we were totally immersing. We were confessing the Word. We were meditating the Word. And the outcome of that was our spirit was strengthened, our faith was growing, our minds were renewed, our lives were transformed, our capacity to believe God for more enlarged. And today, this day, Terry and I live in a beautiful, debt-free
home.
I'm telling you, this works.
It works.
It works.
It
works. And but we can't stop at a debt-free home. We're believing for things on this property that need to be done, that need to happen, that need to develop and need to grow. We have a message that needs to go to the entire world on every available voice, and we have the faith. We have the faith capacity to believe it in.
Amen. Glory to God.
Amen, Gloria.
Whatever it is.
Amen.
If you got the if God's given you the vision.
Yes.
Now you could be daydreaming, I guess, but if God's given you the vision, He intends to back it up. He knows things take money.
Yep.
That's awesome, George. Thank you for sharing.
Praise God, Gloria.
George and I'll be right back.
We hope you enjoyed this teaching from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Download the notes at kcm.org/notes.